My name is Mavis, and I'm going to speak about when I was quite a small child, and then eventually when I was evacuated. When I was quite small, being in a family that had three elder brothers, and obviously there were lots of other boys around, there always seemed to be predominantly boys to girls. I don't know why. Mm. And of course, I joined in everything, and I climbed this very large chestnut tree, and I was up there, and then I turned to somebody and said, "Will you please go and get Arthur, who was my eldest brother, and tell him to get me down?" And he was very annoyed, and he said, "Why did you go up it if you knew you would be frightened?" And I said, "I'm not frightened, I just know I cannot get down." Anyway, I eventually obviously got down quite safely. Well, then the war broke out, and because I lived fairly close to Biggin Hill, at least as the crow flies, and we were getting aircraft over, dropping bombs nearby, I was evacuated to King's Lynn. But I always say to everybody, it was obviously very traumatic. I don't remember going to King's Lynn, and I have never, ever remembered the journey home again. I was fortunate that I had people who cared for me greatly, and they were very, very good to me, and I had a very happy time. I was there approximately 3 years. I just feel that there were so many who weren't fortunate. But the thing I do remember is standing in the big hall, and my mother had said, "You are to stop with Poppy," who was 2 years older. She lived nearby. And I was saying, "My mummy says Poppy and I are to stay together. Poppy and I are to stay together." Who listened? No one. I didn't see Poppy until I came back from being evacuated. She obviously went from one end of the town and I went the other. As I say, I was extremely well cared for, and when I came home, I was obviously very distressed again. I sat at the tea table, and the tears just used to stream down my face. And it wasn't until not many years ago, I was talking to my youngest brother about it, and he said, "My God, you were such a pain. You'd sit there," he said, "and you just cried." But then I found out why my parents hadn't kept in touch with the people I was evacuated with, because they wanted to adopt me. And as I was the only daughter in the family, and my mother had actually lost a daughter just before I'd been born, you can understand why she didn't want to part with me. But as I say, I think I look back and my childhood was very happy. And after the war, because people needed places to live, they built prefabs on some of the farmland in front of us. And all, I didn't, I think I was a bit cautious then. All the boys used to run around on the big packing cases that all the buildings came in. As I say, I think I was fortunate and I was very lucky.